Let's go on a Friday, April 17th, 2026. Ryan Armani, JR Afternoon, Beth Ann Long, Danielle Mason, Across the Glass. Busy day today, so let's get right to it. A busy day for Congresswoman Haley Stevens.
I got a copy of H.R. 944. Do you know what it is? It's your impeachment article, sir. You have abused your office. You have gutted America's public health, and you have sacrificed our leadership in medical research and innovation. Americans today are less safe under your watch. Children are dying of diseases that we thought we had eradicated. You can smirk, sir, but I answer to the people of Michigan, and they have told me. You should be ashamed, you should resign, and if you refuse, Congress should remove you from office. I yield back.
Fired up there, Congresswoman Haley Stevens from the great state of Michigan, joining us now here on 760 WJR. Also, of course, running for the Democratic nomination to be the next United States Senator from this state. Congresswoman, how are you?
Hey, it's nice to connect with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hard at work out here.
I'm telling you. Tell me a little bit about that interaction with Health and Human Services Secretary RFK. What was the hearing about and your line of questioning? What were you trying to get across there?
Well, look, it's budget season in Washington, so he's coming up at the request of Congress on behalf of this administration. But we know that Michiganders, the American people, have been shut out, that there has been very little accountability, health care cuts, attacks on scientific research, ballooning cases, outbreaks of measles and other diseases that we thought we have come close to eradicating. And so I had to take the five minutes that I got for accountability and to showcase that we have to have scientific integrity. We have to follow the scientific method. Instead, we are getting conspiracy theories and a self-serving agenda. You know, it was met with a pompous response, which was deeply frustrating. And people in Michigan need to know who's fighting for them, and that's me. I'm fighting for them every single day because their health care, their lives are on the lines due to these conspiracy theories that are running a multi-billion dollar health agency here in the United States of America. I don't just sit on the Education and Labor Committee. I'm also a former vice chair of the Science Committee. I played a lead role in passing the CHIPS and Science Act. So I know all about the scientific integrity and what that means for Michiganders.
Talking to Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Congresswoman, just the whole process of what happens in Congress. You know, I think to myself, what can actually get solved in a 5-minute conversation? What happens behind closed doors? Do you and the secretary get a chance to talk about this stuff aside from that 5 minutes? Because, you know, whether it's this interaction or any other of these open hearings that we see, it's like 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, nothing gets solved. How can we get together and actually solve problems, though? Because, you know, these 5-minute interactions, it's really difficult to get anything done, is it not? I mean, I know that's the process, but.
Yeah, and I appreciate the deep thinking and the probing. Look, as the most effective Democratic lawmaker for Michigan in the Congress, the most effective member of Congress for science and tech issues, I can tell you exactly how things get done. You know, we go through a real process of evaluating bills, of having hearings, of looking at problems and how to solve them, going through an amendment process. But what we have seen this entire administration, and particularly under RFK Jr.'s leadership, has been abuses of power at the expense of Michiganders' health and safety. It is an outrage. Look, RFK Jr. might not have to respond to families who are in tears, who are being pushed to a breaking point because of cuts to clinical trials, to cancer research. He might not have to answer to Michiganders who are working on pediatric cancer research, but I am doing that. And so, of course, you know, I'm going to use, you know, the well and the exercising of our democracy in a congressional hearing to push for accountability. I know exactly what it takes to get bills done. I was there holding the gavel when we passed FIPS and science in the law through the science committee.
Congresswoman, let me ask you about, while we're talking about health and human services in that department, let me ask you about Erica Schwartz, Dr. Erica Schwartz. President Trump nominated the Coast Guard officer to lead the CDC. What do you make of that nomination to lead the Center for Disease Control?
Well, what we've seen is a total disregard for science, a total disregard for generations of vaccine research, of disease research, of epidemiology, firing an entire vaccine panel to put in his handpicked people. That's not working for the people of Michigan. I've got young parents who have newborns and young children, and they are frightened. They are frustrated. I have Republican doctors coming up to me and thanking me for leading the effort to take on the impeachment of RFK Jr. I don't do so lightly, all right? But when I see things that I have been a part of, that I oversee in the Congress and as a defender of Michiganders' health and safety, we can't allow quackery to trump science. If you got questions, if you want better scientific research, then do it with scientific research, not conspiracy theory. And that's what we're getting from RFK Jr. and, unfortunately, the President of the United States.
Congresswoman, I could talk to you about this stuff all day, but I want to move on to a couple of other things. First and foremost, the news of the day about the Strait of Hormuz opening up. Do you believe a deal with Iran is within reach?
Look, we've seen a total unilateral action by the president. Congress begging to be briefed, begging for information, the people of Michigan feeling hurt, betrayed, frustrated, you know, in terms of the behind-the-scenes deals that this administration cuts. I'd like to push for transparency. I'd like to see, instead of billionaire tax giveaways, you know, more for our middle class, more for our building trades unions who, you know, I admire so much, who are telling me each and every single day, you know, their health care costs only go up. You know, the retirees who are on Social Security, who, you know, maybe get a slight cost of adjustment increase for their Social Security payment, and then that's completely wiped out with rising health care costs. The president made very clear. He said, we're in the middle of a war, and we're not going to focus on lowering health care costs and expanding Medicaid and protecting Social Security. That is a direct quote from the president of the United States. So, how about deals for Michiganders? How about fairness for us, at, you know, as we've just finished tax season? How about more factories open so we have job growth instead of job loss? That's the tragic reality of this time, and it's all at the expense of Donald Trump's sights on taking over other countries, using our tax dollars, and making us pay for it. It's not fair. It's frustrating. I've been standing up to it. I proudly voted for war powers just yesterday. Yet again, you're not going to war without the approval of Congress. You can't be this outside the bounds of the Constitution.
Talking to Michigan Congresswoman Haley Stevens, also running for the Democratic nomination to replace the retiring Gary Peters for the United States Senate seat. Let me ask you just about the campaign overall. A series of polls came out, and, you know, we can talk about polls until we're you know, everybody found something in this poll that they could hold on to. You know, I mean, there's something for everybody in here. You've been the top spot. You're in the top spot. You're maybe second or third. Everybody's within one. You're first. It's like all up and down the line. But it seems like it's a tight race for the nomination. What do you make of the polls? What does the campaign make of the polls? And I got to ask you about Abdul El-Sayed and this decision to campaign with far-left political commentator, podcaster, Hassan Piker. I believe Senator Slotkins said she's not going to be seen with him. Yourself, Mallory McMorrow, you have not wanted to be associated with him. Can you just talk about your stance as it relates to Piker? Because that really seemed to be a topic of conversation over the last 2 weeks specifically.
Look, I don't know what a green podcaster has to do with the people of Michigan. I'm hearing from incredible people all over the state. A woman in Flint who's asking me to make sure that she's heard at the lawmaking table, to make sure that she is seen. You know, a building trades worker in West Michigan who's nearing retirement, who's going to make sure that he has enough saved and a pension that he can rely on. You know, a young person that's asked me just yesterday, you know, what about housing affordability? And, you know, these flamethrowers on the internet who said hateful and hurtful things, it's extreme politics. I'm here to get things done for Michiganders. This is why, you know, speaking of polling, the polling shows I've got the magic with independents, that I'm up with the independents. And interestingly, with every poll bouncing around, you know, with 40% who are going to head into the primary undecided at this point, the best thing that every poll shows is that I am the only one, if not the best person, to beat Mike Rogers in the fall, because I have a rapport with the independent voters. I got the receipts for Michigan, and I'm fighting like heck for all of us. So I love being out there. I love engaging in our democracy. This is a Michigan moment, and I'm standing up to meet it, just like I did when I worked for President Obama in the Great Recession on the U.S. auto rescue, just like I did when our supply chain was crumbling and I helped us get industrial policy dollars in through CHIPS and Science. Again, Michigan's most effective Democrat. Let's continue to roll up our sleeves and win.
And I love the fact that you come on with us and talk to us about your stance on a number of things. I wish we had more time. I know you have a run. You have to run. You fit us in for availability today. I know you've got more press availability. Thank you very much. I'd love to continue this conversation. You have an open door anytime here, as does anybody running for governor or senator in the state of Michigan. We open our doors to you. Congresswoman, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy to be on. Talk to you soon.
You got it. That's Michigan Congresswoman Haley Stevens. I'm way over for a break, so I'm going to do that next. 760 WJR.